The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
There's this thing I've been dragging behind me. Seems to weigh about 100 pounds. You could call it extra baggage. All I know is that it slows me down. I feel like I'm in arrears. So I must be. But for what? But why? But how? But when? But what if? And but. I want to get rid of my butt.
Good morning. This is Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, and it's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
AgingButDangerous.com inspires and empowers women just like you who are over 50 to self-actualize, to self-fulfill, and that live their lives to the absolute fullest.
And that usually means you need to reduce your butt. Not butt with two T's, with one T. It means all your excuses.
Well, you know, this Iris Appel that you told me about, is she has no butt whatsoever. She's the most buttless person I've ever seen in my life. But, you know, she's you should describe her to our viewers, because she's kind of a poster child, and she's 90, and I think she looks ridiculous.
Well, and Mac just signed her up for a new makeup line. So, but she does, she has these big, if you saw her picture, if we were on TV, you'd know who we're talking about. She has those big owl black glasses, and she has red big lips. And she has been a phenomenon and a real character all of her life. And she's getting ready to write a book. And I think she's great.
But if you walked around looking like that, I wouldn't even ride with you. I mean, she has the most huge lips, and she has that bright red lipstick. And I just think that she looks ridiculous. She looks like those ladies down in Florida I used to see when I was a kid that they really can't see anymore, so they put on way too much makeup. And they think they look really good, but they really look kind of silly.
Well, my whole philosophy is, Suzanne, if you feel like you look good, then you're going to enjoy life.
Well, I think it's a fine line. I think you can feel like
line.
You look good and look ridiculous, and then everyone's talking about you behind your back.
Well, I don't think everybody's talking about her because she's been so famous.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, she's like one in a million.
I know. She is one in a million.
And so, anyway, when you start looking like that, forget it. We're not going to be friends anymore. She's just way too weird.
And if you start looking like that, I'll let you do it anyway.
Oh, now you make me look like a jerk. So, well, I can tell you, do you think she's ever skydived? Let's just segue right into our next sponsor.
I don't think so.
Oh, I don't think so either. And maybe that's what happened to her lips. I don't know. Yeah, well, we love Westside Skydivers, and we've had a nice long relationship with them, and they host our Martini Jump Skydive, and they are really the safest, most friendly, they will make you feel so secure and so much like that you have really made a great choice by deciding to go out and jump with them. So anytime that you're feeling a little weird, instead of making your lips all bright red, go out and see Jumpin' Joe Johnson at Westside Skydivers, and you can Google them and they will come right up.
AgingButDangerous.com is about women, Suzanne, being all they can be at any age. Our guest today is Katie Dolman. She's the style editor at Minnesota Monthly. And Minnesota Monthly has been one of our longtime sponsors. And Katie has all the scoop for us on women over 50 and their overall style. So we'll be talking to her a little later.
I know we talk about style a lot, and the fact that style at our age really can replace fashion. I think that's one of the things that getting older gets you. And we have some members that have done some fabulous things to pave the way for even us, even our young things, us young things.
Us young things. Well, what about Patty? Patty, who is our member, 82 years old, and she just dyed her hair red, and it looks fabulous. And for an 82-year-old to have the nerve to dye her hair red at that age is just phenomenal, and it looks great.
Well, that's why she's so young acting, is
yes.
that she really takes some risks and learns and stretches and reduces her butt. That's a really good example. And mm-hmm. then another member we have is, I think she's 65, and she just got braces. Oh, mm-hmm. my word. Can you even imagine going through that? But she cares, and that's mm-hmm. caring about how you look, and also that works on your mind. And she does hair extensions.
Hair extensions, yeah.
So I just love that attitude. They're not turning the other way and thinking, oh, I'm too old for that. They're saying, hey, let's just make the best out of this we can. And it's not about all how you look, but that's what we're talking about today. So we help women identify their passions, face their fears, and find purpose in the second half of their lives. And that's what we're all about anyway.
And we have so many opportunities for women over 50, like our website. We have followers in 7 countries worldwide and almost every state in America.
Go to our website, agingbutdangerous.com, and look at all the great stuff that we do together. And one of those things is our swarm. And a swarm is an event. We do it monthly. We get together. We have timely conversation in a new place each month. We support each other in our journeys, and we gain really important information through a variety of educational programs that are designed just for women over 50, and they really help increase the pleasure of your life.
And our next swarm is going to be at Bill's Gun Shop and Range. It's in Robbinsdale, Minnesota. The first half is going to be on self-defense, and the second half is anyone who wants to go to the range and see how it feels to shoot a gun. Now, you know I'm a little uncomfortable with this, but I'm really trying to reduce my butt.
I'm proud of you, because we want to be sensitive to people's issues just like you. And so there'll be really 2 basic parts. If you really have issues with guns, and go on our website, because we ask you that, what your feeling is. But there'll be, the first part will be self-defense, and then the second part will be the shooting part. So we want everyone to really feel like that they can take something home from this.
And to attend a swarm, just go to agingbutdangerous.com, become a member. We have all sorts of good perks.
And you get to meet fantastic women just like you, and they're experiencing a multitude of converging shifts in how they perceive and experience their lives, like we all are. We truly are in dangerous territory, and we're having a ball being there.
And we really are starting a revolution. We want aging women to stand up for themselves and be heard. Suzanne, we're really changing the way the world perceives women over 50 by changing the way we perceive ourselves, and we want the audience to join us.
You want to bang on that table a little bit harder? Well, that's true, and it's so important that we do learn to take care of ourselves, and I think that's why the swarm has so much meaning to me, is that as a single woman, to feel like that I'm powerful in defending myself, and to feel like that I can take care of myself is something that is one of the most valuable things I have in my life. So we will be right back. Stay tuned, and we're going to talk about fashion. We're going to talk about trends. We're going to talk about the value of an aging woman and how important a role that we actually play in influencing this next generation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
They say you only live once, so it's time you live a little or a lot. Located just west of the Twin Cities, Westside Skydivers gives you an unbelievable view of the land of 10,000 lakes from 13,000 feet or 18,000 or 24,000 feet in the air. When you say jump, they say how high? Because if your skydive is once in a lifetime, they'll make sure you have a great time. They might even convince you to do it again. Westside Skydivers in Winsted. Book online at westsideskydivers.com. Expedia.com.
You could plan your own trip, guessing at the best sites to see and places to stay.
This doesn't look like the pictures we saw online.
Or you could let the pros at Travel Leaders use their expertise to personalize your best trip ever. They promise, when your journey from a dream to a great story includes them, you travel better. That's Travel Leaders in Stillwater, Woodbury, Maple Grove, and Eden Prairie. To get your story started, call 651-789-8862 or click tblleaders.com.
This is Lisa Edible, the sushi empress of Tiger Sushi. I love to shop, and I love to eat sushi. And that's what led me to open Tiger Sushi at the Mall of America. Everything there on my menu is made from scratch, and every one of my amazing dipping sauces is lovingly handcrafted by my chefs. And if you're vegetarian or gluten-free, I have a special menu just for you. It's patio weather, finally. Join me outside this summer on my gorgeous patio at Tiger Sushi 2 in Uptown. We're always dog friendly there. And you can book my patio for your party for free for groups of 25 to 100 people. Just call Tiger Sushi or contact me on my website at www.tigersushiusa.com.
So what did you do this weekend?
Well, I was in bed for most of it.
Oh, no. Were you sick?
Nope. I went to the Smitten Kitten on Friday and,
Oh, so you and John had quite the weekend.
Well, he was there for some of it.
The Smitten Kitten, a progressive adult store for everybody. Find a happy, healthier, sexier, and more inspiring love life at 3010 Lindale Avenue South or at smittenkittenonline.com.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne.
All right, we're here. Now, I want to ask you a question about, because I know we both really like fashion. Do you think that each of us have our own style?
Yes, definitely.
Very different personalities in fact, as to how we look, right?
Very different, yes.
Well, I can't wait to hear what our guest has to say, because she is an expert.
Yes, she is. Katie Dolman from the Style Editor at Minnesota Monthly. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
It's so great to have you with us. We've been wanting to do this for a long time.
I know. Thanks for having me.
Yes, it's going to be fun. You and I were talking a little bit. I want you to give us an idea of this. You were talking about this blog that's called Advanced Style and about the things that are happening for older women on the Internet.
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit about that, please?
I sure can. I think what's kind of been interesting about looking for older women being represented in the media is that there's been sort of a proliferation online of places where women are being represented who are over 50, over 60. And one of them is this blog, which I think has done really well. And it's called Advanced Style. So if you Google it, it should come up for you. And this man is putting together sort of this street-style photography of women who just have really fabulous style, and they are all of a certain age, which is really cool. And, in fact, it's sort of gotten the notice of some other media types, and it's being optioned into a coffee table book and a documentary, as far as I know.
Wow, isn't that exciting?
I think so.
Katie, so, I mean, it really is, we really are starting to turn that corner where we're concentrating more on that woman over 50. It used to be the woman over 30, then it was the woman over 40, and now we're hitting that tipping point of the woman over 50, which I think is really exciting for all of us.
Yeah, does that mean we're now like 30 or 50?
I think so, yeah. like a 50-year-old is supposed to be 25 or something.
Right.
I don't know, but yeah, we're getting there. Also, another trend that I heard about it from you, but I heard about it from someone else, too, is that gray hair is in, that women are actually bleaching their hair or whatever they do. I don't know whether they have to bleach it or not to get the gray color.
Right.
Is that true?
It's true. And we saw this popping up even as early as like last fall, but I imagine that we're going to continue to see more of that. You know, with the coming season. And even over the summer, we were seeing a lot of sort of, not even avant-garde, but colors that you wouldn't think of as traditional hair colors being worn, even on people in corporate settings. And one of those colors was like a dusty lilac, which really kind of comes off as gray in a lot of light. And even, you know, celebrities like Kelly Osbourne and the young blogger Tavi Gevinson, who has the Rookie blog, and she's like 15. Her hair was gray a while back.
Are they out of diapers yet?
Yes, at 15, I think so. And what's kind of interesting about that, too, is I think it has also given women who maybe have wanted to let their natural gray come through, it's sort of almost given them permission to do so. So I feel like we're also seeing, and I'm seeing this on some style blogs as well, women who are documenting growing out their hair back to what is now their natural gray color, which I think is a really interesting concept. It's like giving us all permission a little bit, and that's exciting to me.
That's very exciting, and maybe the young people started that. Now the older ones of us are thinking it's okay too,
right?
Because that's always been a big one as you age. And I've been a bleached blonde all my life, so I love that fact of just like bleaching the whole thing out and getting like a snow white color. I love
right.
that. I may do that, Suzanne.
I thought you were going to go silver gray, like
Yeah.
That's this week,
yeah. Okay, Katie, what we would like to know, we would love to know something about what you're seeing in women over the age of 50 as far as style goes. One of our big questions is, are leggings still in this season, this fall season?
Yeah, because if not, Jeannie's going to be
in real trouble.
She sleeps in hers. She washes them once a week. She takes them off.
I definitely think that you're still going to see... We're seeing a lot of slim profile sort of things come down the runway, which is usually an indication of, like, what kinds of things are still in style. So if you're still seeing some slim profile, you know, skinny jeans, that sort of thing. So, I definitely think you're still going to see leggings this fall, and I hope so. I'm going to be pregnant pretty big by then, so I'm hoping I can wear leggings and still look sort of stylish. The one thing I will say about leggings is leggings are not pants. So make sure that you've got a dress or a tunic length shirt,
right.
That sort of thing. That's the only fashion crime with mm-hmm. leggings that I see.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree with that. And I think most people, older women that do wear leggings, do wear more of that tunic look with them. But they're
right.
just so comfortable. How do you... Go ahead.
Oh, and you have to be comfortable. I mean,
yeah.
we can't suffer for fashion every day, right?
Yeah, I have to be comfortable. What about the hem links for an older woman?
You know, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Nobody is going to tell Jane Fonda not to wear a miniskirt, right?
Right.
And I just think if you feel great about your legs, then you should show them off. If you don't feel great about your legs, then don't show them off.
I love my little short skirts.
Well, but you've got, that's what she's saying. You've got great legs.
Well,
if
I know,
you
I'm saying
show
ha.
Them off, you
well, I'm saying ha to, like, my mother.
Oh, I see. So you're saying ha. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, yeah. Because Suzanne wears the shorter skirts, but she's got fabulous legs. So, you know, it's like we were talking before. If you don't have good legs, you maybe didn't have good legs when you were 20, so you didn't wear them then either.
Right, and you know? I think it's just a matter of, I mean, one problem that I see with women is that they often think they don't have good anything, and that's where you run into the problem of they think that they have to cover everything up because none of it is good. And so that's the one thing I would caution against, actually, is just making sure that whatever it is that you feel confident in and you feel moderately comfortable in is probably what you're going to project the most confidence and sexiness about. And so... I think, you know, you really have to sort of rely on your intuition to know what's appropriate and what's not. But I will say that I think a lot of the rules that we hear about women over 50 are really outdated. And I don't think you necessarily have to cover up your upper arms, or you don't necessarily have to wear a turtleneck every day for the rest of your life. I think you should wear what makes you feel beautiful and good about yourself.
Katie, that is my philosophy completely. How old are you?
I'm 31.
Okay, so you're really relating to that older woman, because I think that's so great. Tell us about you're with Minnesota Monthly.
Yes.
You have a blog where they can go and listen to, or read what you have to write.
Yes, so we have the print that comes out every month. That's on newsstands always. And then we now have daily content on the TC Style blog. So if you go to minnesotamonthly.com, it should pop up right on the homepage, or you can go to the style section of the website, and the blog will come up, and we've got all kinds of tips from makeup artists and hairstylists and pros in the field, plus some commentary from me.
Great. You know, we're going to talk more about this when we return, but right now we're going to take a little break. You're listening to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. We'll be right back with Katie Dolman, Minnesota Monthly fashion guru. Stay tuned.
Sometimes legalese just sounds like a bunch of fancy terms that mean nothing.
Here too, and henceforth, the hearsay of the litigant, habeas corpus, mitigating circumstances.
At Lohman Abdo Law Firm, they communicate in plain English, listening to and working with each client to formulate the best plan for a particular case. Plus, you get the expertise and resources of a big firm with the cost efficiency and attention of a smaller firm. Visit Lohman.com or call Margie Botis at 612-336-9329.
Gina, you look so happy and healthy lately. Have you had some work done?
Yes, actually. On my back and my feet and...
What?
I've been going to the Bros Clinic, one of the largest chiropractic and natural healthcare centers in the Midwest. Their services help me feel my best without surgery or medications. Plus, I received a free consultation for mentioning this ad.
But aren't you in the ad?
Get on the road to optimum health. Visit the Bros Clinic in Wayzata or Medina and at thebrosclinic.com.
And my tarot cards tell me that you have a very bright future ahead of you.
Well, I'm not surprised, Madam Zora. I met with American Senior Benefits, and they helped me make informed decisions on my long-term care, life insurance, annuities, and investments.
Well, it looks like they did a good job.
They sure did, and they're very passionate about helping people plan for their future.
Then why are you here, Anne?
I just wanted to tell you about American Senior Benefits, Madam Zora.
Oh, I knew that.
Visit American Senior Benefits on Facebook or at asbmn.com.
We're back. It's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. Thanks for joining us.
And Katie. Katie Dolman is with us from Minnesota Monthly. Minnesota Monthly has been a long-time sponsor of Aging But Dangerous, and we have seen you all make such a difference in this community and touch so many women's lives. But I need to know, what role does Minnesota Monthly really play in influencing, and what role do you play in influencing fashion in the Twin Cities with women our age?
Well, I think... what we really try to do overall is help people live here better and help people enjoy the good life where we are. And so, you know, we really strive to bring sort of the best of what happens in the cities and in the states to people so that they can get out and enjoy all the best things that we have to offer. And certainly one of those things is our shopping and style, and that is my job. And so I get to tell our readers all about the very best places to get your hair done and the best places to shop and to show people in a fashion way, to show people, you know, what... how you can put a styled life together from the resources that we have here. And that's how I would say we best influence everyone that reads the magazine.
How much time do you actually spend yourself keeping up on what's current?
Well, you know, I think even besides loving my job as a magazine editor, I also just love magazines. And I think anytime I'm consuming any kind of media, so even when I sit down at night after dinner and watch TV, I'm thinking about what I'm seeing and how that might translate to magazines. And when I go shopping with my girlfriends, I'm watching what they're interested in, and sort of tallying notes in the back of my head. So I sort of feel like, in a way, I'm never really fully off the clock.
And so when you're out in public or you're out at an event, do you pay attention to those
older
women?
Yeah, do you look at us and think, oh my gosh, we know fashion police, call the fashion police.
We know you look at those 30-year-olds, but do you look at those 50 to 80-year-olds?
I absolutely do. I certainly have my mom in my ear about wanting to be represented in the media in a better way and more often. And honestly, my favorite periods of fashion came from the 50s and the 60s. And so for me, I learn a lot from women who are over 50 because I learn a lot about a time when fashion was hugely experimental and very exciting, and the design was excellent.
Okay, who's your go-to resource if you really want to know what's going on? Who's your go-to resource for really knowing what's in and what's happening?
Well, I'm kind of the mindset, and there's this quote's been attributed to a couple of different people, but most frequently to Coco Chanel, which is that fashion fades and style is eternal. And so the two go-tos that I have are actually people who are no longer with us, one being Coco Chanel, and the second being my grandma, who died when I was in eighth grade. And she was an extremely stylish woman and made a lot of her own clothes, made a lot of my clothes when I was little, made almost all of my sister's clothes when she was small. So we really kind of got lucky and had couture in our family before I even knew what couture was.
Katie, I'd like to read a quote from you. May
sure.
I?
Sure.
You said, in, I'm quoting you, women are becoming more fearless. Many in the audience are boomers, and they define fashion in so many ways, and they should continue to blaze the trail. I need them. That's quoted from you. So you really do need us.
Absolutely.
You need us. You need us. You like us.
I do. I really like you.
I thought that was great when you said that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I look at, you know, pictures of my mom, for example, in the 60s, and I think she was actually more fearless with her fashion than I was at the, you know, a similar age. And I think women today have a lot to learn from that. I think that this whole cookie cutter thing that happens, that can happen when you kind of slavishly follow celebrity fashion, can be really dangerous. And so I think having people who thought differently and who continue to think differently are really important. And we need those people to continue to tell the younger generation what they need, because they don't feel like they're getting what they need from the fashion industry and the beauty industry. And so to help us editors know what those things are, we can get that to you.
Right, and to set an example. All right, Katie, thank you so much. It's been Katie Dolman with Minnesota Monthly, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Katie.
It's difficult to look fabulous, however, when you don't really feel very good, when you don't feel fabulous. And that's really where the Bros Clinic comes in. And we have gone to the Bros Clinic for allergies. They just cover such a huge gamut of things that can go wrong with you. Allergies, digestive problems, acid reflux. They're amazing the way that they can take what's not right about how you really feel and isolate it and then deal with it. And even skeletal issues, like 80% of disc problems can be treated without surgery. That is huge. They're a full-service healthcare clinic. They're one of our sponsors. They just approach your issues in a really much more natural and less radical way. So if you're not feeling as fabulous as you think you should be, go to their website, which is theBrost.com.
And you are walking tall after a treatment out there.
Absolutely.
It is great.
Absolutely.
Okay, we want our audience to let us know what is on your mind, what you want us to talk about on the ABD Sizzle Show, and what is your personal revolution. Email us at info@agingbutdangerous.com.
And definitely go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/agingbutdangerous, and give us that big thumbs up to like us.
Suzanne, we are going to be cruising the Mediterranean.
I can't wait.
It is going to be so fabulous. Our sponsor, Travel Leaders. Now, whoever's listening, go get a pencil right now. Or if you're driving in the car, pull over and write this down, because we're going to give you their website, and it's not an easy website. So here it is, www.tvlleaders.com/agingbutdangerous. This is going to happen on April 28th to May 5th, 7 days, going to Italy, Greece, and Turkey, and we're leaving from Rome. It is so exciting.
Yes. And don't forget to attend our swarm that's coming up on August 28th, and we'll be talking about that for the next few sessions, and it is going to be on self-defense, so it's really important that we learn how to take care of ourselves. And
thanks so much for having breakfast with us this morning. This is Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, an aging but dangerous sizzle. We have started a revolution.
Please join us next week at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age. And that is dangerous.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now. Move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.